Investment flash.
Truce over, futures down, oil up, and you're waking up to a very different market than you went to bed with.
It's Tuesday, July 8th, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Gerald, I bet you are already scanning the bond screens before coffee.
You know me well. I saw the FT alert and thought, well, there goes my quiet morning.
Yeah, but speaking of quiet mornings, remember our buy the oil and yen calls yesterday? Buddy, they're printing this morning.
Right. The US oil fund is up and dollar yen is moving our way. But today's not just a repeat. The Iran ceasefire collapse is a genuine risk shock.
And it's not just oil. Futures are down across the board. A classic risk-off scramble. And the VIX might pop above 20.
All right, let's get into the signals. First up, geopolitical risk. Trump said ceasefire over, and Bloomberg and WSJ both flagged the equity futures slide.
To be honest, the market had been pricing in some tension, so this isn't a total surprise. But the sell SPDR S&P 500 call is the obvious inference.
But hold on. A potential for direct strikes is different than just posturing. This could escalate, and if oil spikes another 10%, it changes the whole macro picture.
So sell the S&P, buy oil via the US oil fund, and buy volatility. The VIX index is your friend. That's the trade.
Actually, buy volatility is a hedge, not an investment. But in this environment, I get it. Oil is the cleanest directional play.
Right. And then there's Japan, a 30-year high in borrowing costs. The FT says 10-year JGB yields hit the highest since 1996. That's a debt crisis signal.
Wait, 1996? That's a huge milestone. Why isn't the market panicking more about this?
Because the yen is already collapsing, and hedge funds are positioned with 138,000 short contracts, the most since 2007. The trade is crowded, but the fiscal story is genuinely scary.
And that's the double barrel. Iran hits oil, Japan hits borrowing costs. Risk assets are getting squeezed from both sides. You can't ignore this.
Exactly. We're selling yen and selling Japan equities, the iShares Japan ETF and the dollar yen cross. It's a clean risk-off play.
But here's the nuance. If the Bank of Japan steps in or yields start spooking global carry trades, we could see a real contagion. That's the tail risk.
No, that's not a tail risk. That's the base case if oil stays elevated. The knock to EM bonds is already happening. Asian bonds sold off overnight.
All right, switching gears to gold. It's holding above 4,100. WSJ says the medium-term outlook is more constructive. That's a floor.
To be fair, gold barely budged. It's up a few bucks, but the safe haven bid is muted. Maybe everyone's already in or waiting for the Fed minutes.
No, the signal is that it's not selling off. With real yields moving, gold holding firm is bullish, and Iran tension adds support. It's a stealth rally.
Exactly.
Spawn.
It's the quiet signal.
So buy gold through the SPDR gold shares, and by extension, gold miners via the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. Classic fear and inflation hedge.
Miners. Tom, you'd buy a gold-plated crypto miner if it had an AI angle.
Ha, huh. Well, speak of AI and crypto, actually. There's a wild story from CoinDesk. Japan's collapsing yen is pushing companies into Bitcoin and XRP.
Wait. Japanese companies buying Bitcoin as a treasury hedge? That sounds like the kind of narrative that floats around when things get really volatile.
It's not crazy. If you're a CFO in Tokyo watching the yen evaporating, Bitcoin is a non-sovereign hard asset. But the 138,000 short yen contracts is the real structural story.
Right, so buy Bitcoin, buy XRP, and sell yen. It's a trifecta. And it's not just today. This trend has been building.
But I'm going to push back here. Crypto as a safe haven? We've seen how correlated it gets in a risk-off. I'd rather own gold.
Fair, but if the yen keeps tanking, the flows could be real. It's a Japan-specific crypto trade, not a global one.
All right. Let's pivot to the most original take of the day. MarketWatch says AI concentration is worse outside the US. Think about that.
See, this is what I mean. Everyone's worried about the Magnificent Seven, but emerging markets have an even bigger AI bet. If the AI bubble pops, it's going to hit EM and ex-US indices harder.
Really? I mean, you can't short an entire EM index just because a few tech stocks dominate it. Isn't that reductive?
No, but that's exactly the point. The concentration is so high that a broad EM sell-off is exactly what happened in the last tech unwind. It's a structural risk.
So, MarketWatch is basically saying buy American, but for AI diversification. Interesting.
I mean, he's not wrong.
All right. The trade is clear. Sell the iShares Emerging Markets Fund or the Vanguard Emerging Markets ex-China Fund. It's a contrarian hedge.
Totally.
I see it.
Right. Now, a quick one. Beauty deal. Coty transfers the Gucci beauty license back to Kering for $400 million. Then Kering licenses it to L'Oreal, WSJ reports.
Sell Coty. They lose a major revenue stream. But buy Kering and buy L'Oreal. They're the winners in this luxury shuffle.
Yeah, but Coty gets $400 million up front, which is like 7% of their market cap. They could use that to buffer. Still, losing Gucci definitely stings.
And in the same vein, Indonesia equities. Bloomberg says a $29 billion South African money manager is buying after the war sell-off. Contrarian institutional move.
Buy Indonesia, the iShares Indonesia ETF. A $29 billion manager sees opportunity. That's a solid stamp of approval.
And then Asian bonds fell because oil spiked. So we're selling EM bonds and selling long-duration treasuries. Yield contagion.
And this is where I want to bring in the Fed. No one's talking about it. A sustained oil rally feeds into core CPI. If Powell sounds hawkish on Wednesday, it kills the rate cut narrative.
But the counterargument is that this oil spike could fade fast. Remember when we had that Iran scare in April? Oil spiked and then cratered. And the yen short is the most crowded trade since 2007.
Exactly. And any dovish Fed minutes could trigger a massive unwind in those crowded trades. That's the risk on flip side that could reverse everything.
Right, but today's regime is clearly risk off. We can't front run the reversal until we see evidence. For now, the signals are clear. Buy oil, buy gold, sell equities.
And don't forget France. Le Pen running again. That adds a political risk premium to French stocks. The iShares France ETF looks vulnerable.
Le Pen and the ECB. It's a perennial drama. Sell France, sure, but it's partly priced in. The real shock would be if she actually won.
UniCredit close to securing Commerzbank. Finally, that deal is happening. Buy Commerzbank on the takeover premium.
And UK markets. LSEG, the London Stock Exchange Group, is suffering from an IPO drought. The FT calculates that takeovers outnumber IPOs 27 to 1. That's brutal for listing fees.
That ratio is stark. London's losing its listings crown. It's a structural headwind for LSSE. Sell LSSE.
And lastly, AI memory chips. Apple's sniffing around China's CXMT, which thrusts it into the spotlight. That's bullish for the memory sector. Buy Micron and the Chinese foundry SMIC.
Buy Micron. Buy SMIC. Memory is the next frontier in AI, and Apple's validation matters. Remember when I said semis were cooked last quarter, Gerald?
I do, Tom. You sounded the same about Cisco in 2020. Now you're buying memory names.
Buddy, I evolve. The market evolves. You should try it.
All right, all right. Before this turns into a roast, let's wrap with our view. The day is about dispersion. Risk repricing unevenly.
We see it in futures, Asian bonds and oil. Commodities are hot. Gold is steady. And AI concentration is a landmine abroad.
So the cleanest expression, long oil, long gold, short Japan equities and yen. Watch EM bonds and AI heavy indices for cracks.
And don't sleep on the Fed angle. If Powell has to react to oil-driven inflation, the whole rate story changes. That's the blind spot.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our morning take on the signals.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time. Until then, brace for the open.